Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours. But they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Freddie's Big Show served up hot and fresh on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. Kim and LaVoy, they are your best defense.
Jonathan LaVoy, Julius Kim. Those are my guys right there. They've helped me out in the past. They can help you out as well. KimandLaVoy.com. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and a Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. GreatLakesDragaway.com for the upcoming schedule down there at the drag strip in Union Grove. Affordable family fun. A race in the streets. You knuckleheads, go race down there at Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. And hey, how about Wendy's? Wendy's taking the pretzel bun to a whole new level, introducing our new pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger. It packs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese, applewood smoked bacon, a smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions, and a warm beer cheese sauce, all on a pretzel bun at participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Just say delicious when you take a bite into it. That's all you're going to have to say. You're going to take a bite and go, oh, delicious. That's going to be your reaction, mark my words. I got some breaking news here on The Fan before we get to our lanes. Breaking news on The Fan brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Executive producer, Dan Plucker, other side of the glass.
Yeah, the huge offseason down south in Chicago continues. They have agreed to a contract with Billy Donovan, the hottest name on the market.
Oh, buddy.
To be their head coach.
Oh, buddy. Ooh. Billy Donovan, new head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
What you saying, old boy, for?
That's a good hire. That's a great hire. More than a good hire.
Terrible.
It's a great hire. Huh?
They're still going to be terrible.
They got to redo the roster. Obviously, the roster needs to be fixed and maneuvered and so forth.
How much time are you going to give him?
To
see that great.
Well, you have a new GM who's going into his first year.
I asked you all that. How much you going to give Billy Donovan?
Well, they're connected here. Three
okay,
years.
Connect them on. 3 years.
Three
okay.
years, and they should be a playoff team. Yeah.
Okay, because you know how you do, Gary. Everybody knows. So why you won't give Booten the same look?
Because Booten doesn't have the Bulls roster. If the Bulls roster was here, Booten never would have came.
You need a roster. So Billy Donovan ain't that good of a coach. He needs a roster.
That's why Booten quit on the Hawks.
I got it.
Booten,
no, that's not. That's
Booten
not
didn't
true.
Have a roster in Atlanta,
that's
so he
true.
Quit. I
that's
won't be
true.
Here no more. I'm out.
That's not true. He didn't.
Sean wanted Milwaukee that he liked, so he went there and played for him.
That's not true.
Stop.
They wanted to go in a different direction and blow it all up.
Man
he
didn't
want to
be
there.
Stop.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be there either if they're going to blow it up.
The man had GM control and lost it. And then at that point, the roster obviously wasn't that good by that point because he was in charge of the roster. And out he went.
You listen to this.
Yeah,
they wanted to blow it up, man. This man wanna continue to win. I ain't finna go. We'll see how good Billy Donovan is. Because some of y'all, the reason why I'm making a big deal out of this, say, why did LeRoy make a big deal? Because some of these weirdos wanted him to take over for Booten, and it ain't happening.
Nope.
Okay?
Definitely not. No,
so
I think
now when he go to Chicago and lose 90 games, oh, well, give him time.
So you don't think he did a good job at Oklahoma City? You thought he was trash?
Hey, man, I don't use that word. I don't talk like that, trash.
Well, you're acting like he's not that good.
He's okay. He ain't like, no, he's okay. He ain't like the two guys that, like, the Boston.
What's Donovan won?
Ain't not a damn thing. But
neither has Budenholzer.
Budenholzer been the best coach back to back.
Yeah,
he tried with Billy Donovan.
No ring.
Donovan won coach of the year.
Not
where he won a coach of the year.
Where had Donovan won?
I don't know. Let me check. Hold on.
He got
Donovan
won
a coach of the year. Well, no, I'm trying to get coach of the year.
He tied with Buden.
Yeah, Oklahoma City Thunder coach Billy Donovan, named co-recipient of the 2020 Coach of the Year. Shares
he
the honor with
Budenholzer. He ain't even good enough to win it by himself. Stop it.
I don't know why you have so much hate for Billy Donovan. I don't understand.
Oh, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have hate for Billy Donovan.
It sounds like it.
No, no, what he has hate for is that you think that everybody can, anybody can do the job that Budenholzer is doing. That's
when did I say that?
Well, because you want to replace him, right? Don't you want somebody else in here?
I said if he
wasn't Billy Donovan your guy or not your guy, but
it was. Yeah. That's his guy.
Yeah, sure. I'd consider Billy Donovan. Yeah, absolutely.
So the question is, what you think Billy Donovan can do that Budenholzer can't do?
Win a ring.
They're both are the same.
Well, Budenholzer has been in the playoffs twice now with back-to-back MVP. He's yet to reach the NBA Finals.
Sure.
Our guy over there, Billy Donovan, hadn't had that MVP yet. So when he gets an MVP, and if he can't get to the finish line, then come talk to me. Billy Donovan had a team that was left for dead after Durant left.
Was Westbrook an MVP?
Sure was.
Triple
double.
With
Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan.
Oh, I think you're all right. I think they got
me.
They
won a damn thing.
I think you got me there.
Steve, if you go ask, I told you about that Dragic guy, say, hey, all y'all think this Milwaukee Bucks team is good, but all you got to do is just guard one guy. So this team may not be as good as we think that it is.
So what you're saying is Milton's not as good as what his All-Star record says he is.
Well, that's what I'm just going by what players say.
Well, you're quoting Dragic, right?
Yeah, I'm just I don't know. That's what players say. Players say we can defend this team.
Well, can they defend this team because the coach doesn't use any imagination on the offensive side?
It could be. You might be right about that.
Don't run any side pick and rolls. Don't do any screener rolls.
You may be right about that. Yeah. Yeah.
God forbid us criticize Budenholzer.
Right. And not let Milton shoot mid-range jump shots and all that kind of stuff. Right?
Brooke Lopez's strength is playing around the rim.
Right.
Go outside and shoot threes.
Yeah, could be. No, disagree at all.
Again, now we're on Bucks talk. We should be talking about the Packers.
I can't wait till we play Chicago and we beat the Bulls by 50.
Well, you should be able to. Roster ain't going to change that much.
Listen, if you need players, then you don't need no Billy Donovan. Get the players first.
Yes, and a lot of people act that.
Get the players first.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, totally agree.
Y'all always need the Bros and the Joes.
He's going to get fired again in 3 years, Steve. They're going to lose a bunch of games.
Totally agree. In fact, I remember Joe Dumars, who was it, Larry Brown, when they decided that thing was over and they were going to blow it up, he hired just some, I forgot who it was. Who did he bring in?
Yeah,
whoever it was. And he just said, hey, look, I don't need to pay millions and millions of dollars for a guy when we're rebuilding. Like,
exactly.
Why would you go get
Billy Donovan to do that?
You must think they're closer
than we do. Unless you think they're close. Yes.
And close meaning a playoff team, not close to winning a championship.
Right, well, AC.
Just get to the playoffs.
You think he can get them. And then that rebuilds the fan base and all that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they've got some all right players. Lauri Markkanen, Zach LaVine. I mean, they got a couple all right players on that team. It's not all horrible, necessarily. But, again, they've got a ways to go. All right, so the right lane, that's what we were supposed to be trying to do. Got totally distracted. Sorry.
You're the one brought that up. We didn't need to care about him signing. You know, that ain't no breaking news.
That's kind of like me when I was reading all the Aaron Rodgers stuff earlier. But that's okay. That's all right. Come on with it.
I guess.
Hey, that's the big show, Leroy. It's the big show. Steve's the big show.
I honestly didn't expect that reaction. Otherwise, I never would have had him read it.
Oh, come on,
the right lane, is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year? That's the right lane. The left lane, do you want Ryan Braun back? And if so, for how much? And the return lane, after seeing the success from the Packers in weeks 1 and 2, are you more frustrated or accepting
of the Packers draft. Those are the three lanes. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Before we get to those three lanes, Gary, your thoughts on the David Bakhtiari interview that we just had there in the last half hour?
Well, I mean, I thought it very interesting when we were talking about signing players. If you got the money, they go do it. He talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. How much money did they have? They didn't have very much. But they got it done. And he's right. He's right. I mean, you people, Steve, y'all love to go look at these numbers and, well, here's a number, here's how much is it. That stuff don't mean nothing. It don't. And this is how much a guy gets a cap. I don't even know how any of that stuff works, but I know, and he's right, if they want to pay you, they figured out how to want to pay you. It don't matter them salary cap numbers and none of that stuff. That's what Bakhtiari just tried to tell us just now. Because I think Leroy said, how much you said they got? $9 million, Leroy, something else you said?
$9 million under the cap.
Yeah, he said that don't matter.
It don't. Because they're going to sign Davante Adams in a few weeks. They're going to give him $20 million guaranteed. They're going to save $5 million, and they're going to sit on it.
So they're extending Devontae, you're saying?
Oh, they're going to rework that deal. Yeah, he's going to get a nice little chunk.
So let me see if I got this right. So Aaron Jones could get paid. Devontae's going to get more money.
No,
and Bakhtiari is going to sit and watch?
Not an extension. Now he's getting a rework deal. They'll guarantee money to get money in front of the cap so they can sign one of these boys.
One of, but not both.
Well, I think they should do both. I agree with David.
But they can't get it. Chris,
they got Chris Jones done and Mahomes. I mean, those are huge contracts. But you got to remember now, the one contract is fresh, too, is Kenny Clark deal. So that's one of them. So maybe that's one more would be the two.
And you still got Kevin King and you got Lindsey. Now, they'll both be considerably less than what we're talking about for Jones.
Oh,
you're going to
let them play them things out. Yeah, you're going to let them play them out.
So those two, if King walks, you're okay with it. It's not as big of a deal.
No, yeah, you can let him all because you can't pay him starting cornerback money. That you talking about $16-17 million? You can't pay him. You ain't gonna franchise tag him.
Do you have a replacement for him?
I can find one, because you can't lose Jair Alexander. You got to pay him a big contract when he up.
I mean, Lindsley, I get he's a center, and you've got more than enough interior offensive linemen. So
Lucas Patrick
can
do that.
Right, yeah. I'm fine with the center thing. The King thing, I'm a little bit concerned about. And again, I'm not as big of a Kevin King fan as you two are, but I'm a little bit concerned there because he actually has some size. And Jair doesn't have that size on the other side. And I would think on the opposite side of Jerry Alexander, Gary, you'd want a cornerback with some size.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I mean, I like big corners that can run. I like big kids that can run.
Well, why you don't like Rashard Gary then? He big and can run.
I do like him. He's got a lot of ability.
Oh my! I'm rolling my.
But
eyes.
I just yeah. But I but I just
I'm folding
I
my arms.
No, no, I love Rashard Gary.
Love
but
him,
I didn't bring
him. Loves him.
Steve. Yeah, but Steve.
Yeah.
But Steve, you gotta remember this though, Steve.
Yeah.
I didn't bring him in for production.
Yeah, but
well, no,
you
brought
him
in to sack the quarterback.
No, I ain't bring him in to do that.
Leroy didn't bring him in for production. Leroy brought him in just to look at him.
Yeah, I ain't bring him in for production.
I brought him in for what Gary said.
I just want to look around. I just want to come in and look around, see what he can do.
Bring a bunch of athletes in, let them play.
Just don't. Like
Gary said, roll the ball out there, let them
roll
it out
there. Well, yeah, be like Deion. Just bring me some dogs. I just need some dogs.
Hey, man, look, that David Bakhtiari thing, to me, it's simple. He's not moving off his number. So that's my number. Either you meet it, or I'm gonna go somewhere else. So
no, I don't get that.
That's it. He ain't giving him a hometown discount. That's not happening.
I didn't get that either.
No, he's not. He's not doing that. So if you want me,
we don't know.
I know what I'm worth. This is what I'm worth. If you want me, pay me. If not, all right then, no big deal. I'll find somebody that will pay me.
I disagree with you.
Go ahead.
What do you think, Leroy? Go ahead.
I disagree with. I think he's coming from the dialogue where you coming from.
Of Jones and Bakhtiari, correct.
Well, I think Bakhtiari is basically saying if he could speak to the Packers, if the Packers were listening, I want more dialogue. Of course, come on, Steve, I already told you.
I know, yeah, I know.
I don't know why y'all won't listen.
I've learned my lesson on that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to know where are we at. Are we anywhere? Like Aaron Jones openly said, hey, man, hey, we talking. They ain't even talking.
No, nah, Rob Domofsky said that they were $4 million apart from his sources. $4 million per year.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you what I think then.
All right, what do you, go ahead.
You go with that Rob Ryan $4 million. Because $4 million means that's a deal.
$4 million a year? That's still $20 or $30 million over the course of a deal, though.
That's fine. I'm saying ain't no dialogue to Lord. Just getting to him. Because if there was any dialogue, he would be in the spin cycle. He ain't in no spin cycle. If I know somebody was talking to me, I would be like Aaron Jones. Hey, man, they talking. I'll let my agent figure that out, you know, blah, blah. Hey, man, no. It's, no. And as it should be, you're talking about a huge contract that may take some time.
So you still think they're going to get it done?
Oh, they ain't got no choice.
They ain't got no?
They don't. It's guaranteed he's going to get a deal.
Okay.
God is good. I'm telling you.
I hope you're right.
I already prayed about it.
I hope you're right.
It's one of these things that sooner or later, if they know football.
Oh.
And I'm assuming they do.
I'm going to play this back now. If he doesn't get it, I'm just telling you right now, just like the Jordan Love thing.
You wouldn't have to play it back, and I'll say it live.
If they know football.
If they know football. They know dang gone well.
Dang gone well.
They do not have enough left tackle up and coming. You could put somebody there, but your quarterback going to get sacked every other play?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, Roy.
Man, maybe. Now, we got away with not giving Bilaga $10 million.
Sure did.
Facts. We got away with that. Ricky Wagner saved us.
Didn't pay Josh Sitton. Didn't pay T.J. Lang. Didn't pay Brian Bilaga. All of them gone.
You get rid of number 69.
Left tackle, though. But look at all them jokers you said.
It's going to be an issue.
All of them gone.
Yeah, but ain't none of them jokers.
Sitton was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but I'm to Mike.
So was Lang, wasn't it?
Left tackle. Ain't none of them jokers left tackle.
Oh, no, none of them a left tackle. No, you're right.
Now, Sitton did play tackle one week.
One game.
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
He wasn't no left tackle.
No.
But I'm just saying, facts are facts. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. For the next 5 years, he's going to be your left tackle. This guy going to go into the Hall of Fame. With somebody. I don't know if it'll be a Packer if he leave. So you might as well keep from inception a fourth round pick. If he was a first round pick, hey man, maybe I'll let him play that thing out and I'll just sign him to a 1 year deal if he's, you know, just try to franchise tag him and take that big number in. But when you can get an extension, okay, and there is no backup because he's never hurt. We don't know who the backup is.
Don't know who?
Yeah, I don't.
That negotiates for itself.
You just brought up something that is another option that I hadn't thought about. If they let him play it out and then franchise tag him, like I'm not sure how his reaction to that is going to be.
Oh,
that,
they ain't doing that.
I think his reaction will be okay.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of money.
Thank you. You're going to get a guaranteed $25 million. It's guaranteed. You'll make that. You bet on yourself.
That's what Kirk Cousins did twice.
The next year, it'll be $30 million. After a while, they're going to eat up so much of their cap, they're going to be like, man, listen, we may as well. The only person that's really gambling is the Cowboys. Because for some reason, Dak Prescott leaves. They are done. They are done. They are gone. Ain't no more quarterbacks. Because Andy Dalton, you ain't going to win nothing with him. You ain't going to do nothing. So why would you make this man go through the season and do that to him? I don't get that. So I don't get rich folks the way they think sometimes. Because this difference.
Well, that's why you ain't rich, see?
Exactly. Exactly. Because I like to treat people what they worth, and then I let God take care of me. Mm-hmm. I do not want somebody to work for me and look at me every day and say, I'm not getting what I'm worth.
Worth.
It just ain't right.
A lot of people in this country do that all the time.
Every day of their lives.
Exactly, but it don't make it right. It don't make it right.
I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying a lot of people work in that situation. Okay.
Well, the people who make these decisions need to change their thinking. Treat people fairly. You're going to make the money back, and your company will flow.
Company.
Overpay if you have to, if you've got the money to do it. You're going to pay your people peanuts, but you're the only one got a mansion. Everybody else living in apartments. How can you sleep at night?
The only thing making me feel okay about this Bakhtiari deal is we went through this with Nick Collins, and they got that done at the end.
Sure did.
So I'm hoping the same thing plays out with Bakhtiari. If that Collins deal hadn't happened, I'd have no faith in this getting done. But that gives me a glimmer of hope.
I said, Nick, you're going to get paid because look behind you. It's the end zone. You don't even have somebody behind you on the depth chart.
Right.
He said, you're right. And they got a deal done.
Sure did.
Same thing will happen to David.
Young Express needs to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. Talking about becoming a successful transporter of expedited freight, picking up stuff from point A, dropping off stuff at point B. Local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. They do short runs so you don't have to worry about driving all night like an over-the-road guy. Local drivers get to sleep in their own bed each and every night. It's get your kids on the Ford every night before you go to bed or snuggle in with your significant other. 99% no-touch freight. That means a freight should be loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. You don't have to be some big hulking dude in order to do this. All you got to worry about is driving. Must have your own cargo van or sprinter van or the means to purchase one. And with over 900 direct customers, they have a need for drivers. These guys have been in business since 1991. They got a reputation. It's a good one. That's why they've been in business so long. These are people you want to work with, right? A career change. That's what we're talking about. Looking for full-time independent contractors. That's what they're looking for right now. People that want to drive locally. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them. Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane comes up next. Top three topics of the day and your answers straight ahead. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambo Leap. And, of course, our guy, the inventor of the Leap Brat. Leroy, what's the latest on the Leap Brat and when we can expect it? Is Leroy there?
Oh, I'm here, Steve. Well, I don't know when you can expect, but I'll tell you what, I had an Elite Bry. It was pretty good. Did you try them, Steve?
Yeah, I have, and I enjoy them tremendously. Yeah. They are pretty good. Yeah. I did, but I want to try all the flavors. I mean, Leroy says there's going to be several flavors.
Yeah.
Leroy, are you back?
Yeah, those hot ones, though, they for grown men.
Yeah, they for grown folks.
Okay, right lane, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year, a caller? Said that it pretty much was on the Green and Gold postgame show.
My thing is the postseason, man. I don't care if they go 8-8. My thing is the postseason. You can be the best regular team during the season. As we've seen last year where the Packers, we went 13-3. I'm done with the Bucs and the Packers on this. I'm done with this nonsense. Yeah, okay, looking good. Yeah, they go 5-0, 8-0. Yeah, we get to 13-3, and then we're done. You know what? I'm tired of being teased because I don't care about the regular season anymore. I don't, because I know they'll get there, they'll get to the playoffs, and then we're done.
All right, Gary. So you heard that, obviously, and you and Bill reacted to that in the Green and Gold postgame show. Leroy, your thoughts when you heard it?
Well, again, and we had Bakhtiari react to it. And that's what fans think, and I'm okay. You got to give them space to think that. But I just want people to know it's hard out there, man. When you get something good, you better hold on to it as much as possible. Because I'm going to tell you something, these Cincinnati's and Jacksonville's and even the Cleveland's, they will swap everything, their families, to be a Green Bay Packer, to just win consistently. They would just love it to be. You don't think some of these owners want some of that playoff money they can always count on, a playoff home game? I mean, everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. So, and I think sometimes fans lose sight of that. And I also think that I don't mind fans holding their teams accountable. But sometimes when you look at the fact that signing people is the measure of if you're going for it or not. Because let's take a look at some of these teams who've been put together in the NFL, not in the NBA. The NBA is different. But the NFL, like Tampa Bay, they got all these guys, man. They got all these guys. If they don't win a Super Bowl, I mean, is it a failure to bring Tom Brady in there for 2 years and you invested $50 million and the Green Bay Packers may go further than them? I mean, the Saints have been doing it for a long time. They won one Super Bowl. But I don't hear none of their fans down there complaining about down there. They just Super Bowls, or they're tired of it. They like being relevant. Because at one time, remember they had bags over their head. Remember that? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Who that? Who that? We don't know who it is. You got a bag. Hey, man, it's good for these guys to know they gave a receiver $100 million. It's good that they gave Drew Brees a two-year deal for millions of dollars because they know they're going to be relevant. They would not trade this success for nothing. They had a chance, just like the Packers, to go to these championship games and playoffs and come up short. But their fans, man, this is great. They rubbing it. Hey, man, we got a chance every year. Won't care nothing about Tom Brady.
Well, we, you know what? We got Bobby Hebert coming on, Leroy, Friday at about 2:48. So we gonna ask him about all that.
Former Saints quarterback, now on WWL down in New Orleans.
Did you play against Bobby Hebert?
I was just to ask you that. I think I sacked him about 10 times. No, I don't think I did. No.
We can look.
No, I played with the guy that knocked Jim Rome out the chair.
Chris Everett.
Hey, don't do that.
Well, no, Bobby Hebert played.
Oh, sorry, was that
Saints.
The wrong name?
Did you play for Bobby? Who was the quarterback when you played the Saints? You remember?
No, I don't.
Bobby Hebert played from 85 to 96.
Yeah, I played against Bobby Hebert.
He was with the Saints till 92, and then he was with the Falcons from 93 to 96.
Yeah, I remember who he is, but I don't remember playing against him.
You know who he good friends with, Leroy?
Who's that?
Don Majkowski.
Yeah, Don is friends with everybody. Them quarterbacks, man, all they do is golf.
What's wrong with that?
Because we'd be out there practicing, and they got a red jersey on.
Oh, so you're jealous.
Of course I'm jealous.
He was a Pro Bowler too. He was a Pro Bowler in 93 with the Falcons. First year in Atlanta after he had left New Orleans.
Yeah, Sam Mills introduced me to him, but I was a Pat Swilling.
I don't know, but he's a funny dude, man. If you're listening to his radio show, he's a funny dude. Okay, left lane. Do you want Ryan Braun back? And if so, for how much? $15 million on the table for next year, but they have a mutual option out at $4 million, Leroy. So if you opt out, maybe you give them a deal for lesser money. What say you?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm hoping they can just agree to just pay him the last year the $15 million. Just go ahead and pay him because I just can't imagine him not being a part of this franchise for whatever reason. And, you know, he probably could have got more money somewhere else if he didn't sign that contract that Chris Fielding didn't sign. He signed it. So he showed loyalty to the team. And I just think some players, when they stayed in one franchise for a long time, I think we should treat them a little bit better than just disrespecting somebody who put in that kind of time with you to just try to cut his pay for whatever agenda that you have. You have money to do that. David Bautista just told us that. So if you want a guy, you got the money to keep it. Now, if y'all both agree to pay the $4 million,
if y'all both,
and then somebody in a DH like the Yankees, hey man, we'll give them 15. Yeah, we'll give them 15 and probably, you know, probably maybe a little bit more. All you gotta do is hit
a little bit more.
Then how you compete with that? I mean, so I just hope he finished his career with the Brewers. That would be a better story to me. To see guys leave after, like the Tom Brady thing is sad to me. It really is. It was sad. He should have stayed. They should just kept him for two more years and try to win it. For him to have to go, and it's based on his wife, they weren't treating the guy right, so they don't deserve him. So maybe, you know, the Brewers, we just had David Stearns on, and I thought his answer was great. But let's try to get through the year and deal with it later. Let's try to get into the playoffs first. We'll deal with that later, but I'm biased because favorite Brewer, I would definitely want him to stay at least one more year with the fans, can understand who he is. I'm gonna tell you something real quick, Steve. When all that stuff, all that alleged stuff happened, me and Gary went to the first home game, and Gary looked at me and said, "Roy, you think they're gonna give him a standing ovation when he comes to the plate?" I said, "I am." How many people stood up, Gary?
Over half the people in there did.
You stood up.
Yeah, over half.
Hey, man.
But that's their guy, though.
Right.
They didn't stand up for Barry Bonds when he came into town.
Exactly. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
They had posters and fake syringes.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
And the whole thing when Barry Bonds came rolling in there.
I ain't got nothing to do with
that. In case you forgot.
Right. Barry Bonds did something that alleged, by the way. I don't know what he did. I wasn't there. That's fine. But I want him in the front office though when he do retire.
Oh. The return lane, after seeing the success from the Packers in weeks 1 and 2, be more frustrated or accepting of the Packers draft? Gary Ellerson.
Give me your course again, Steve.
After seeing the success from the Packers in weeks 1 and 2, are you more frustrated or accepting of the Packers draft?
Well, I think you got to be accepting. How can't you be accepting? You may not have gotten guys that you wanted this year. Yeah, I get the whole Jordan Love thing. Okay, he's not going to play for a couple years, right? But let's just go back to last year. I mean, you're right, Owen Burks, he didn't pan out. But what about Jerry Alexander? What about Kevin King? What about Savage? Right? We got a sneak peek of, is it Rashawn Gary? What about him? He looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I think what Packer fans are looking for is the next Randy Moss. That's what we've always been looking for. Because we were spoiled by the Sports Illustrated cover. But that don't happen all the time. I think the Green Bay Packers have done a great job. They did have one draft where Ted just totally missed a boat on that. But for the most part, this offense, no one talks about it. Last year, played 4 games without Devontae Adams. What they do? 4-0. They got talent. They got some talent there.
They're going to have another Sports Illustrated cover, but they're going to be with the offensive linemen and Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Watch.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens, brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandy'sGrill.com.
Penalties helped, especially on Will Harris, as Aaron Jones breaks loose. Aaron Jones, he's headed for the end zone, and he's going to be in with a Packer touchdown. A 75-yard dash from Aaron Jones to start the second half.
Pretty much when I just saw the two safeties split and I was running down the middle of them, and I knew they could only get an arm on me, and I pretty much knew from then on that it was to the house.
There he is, Aaron Jones, highlight courtesy of Fox 6. Joining us now, he is Mike Clemens in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Big Show.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going, man?
Good. It's just Gary and I here for the last half hour. Aaron Jones, though, man, he obviously was beast mode, I guess you could say, on Sunday, which just means the cash registers or sound effects are just popping left and right every time he touches the ball right now.
So the ball he takes up the middle just off of Corey Linsley's left side for 75 yards. When he gets about 7 yards away, you say, oh. And now you get out the stopwatch. Let's see what he can do with this. And as he said, the safeties were split, but it's like, all right. I mean, we haven't seen that kind of a burst from a starting running back for the Green Bay Packers since Amon Green. And I still think that Amon had just some sort of afterburner. If he got that kind of a space, that might be even a step faster than anybody else. You know, Ryan Grant had busted one for 45 yards against the Bears one time. Amon had this one in 2004 for 90 yards against the Cowboys. Amon Green also had this one in McCarthy's first year. Remember, they were, you know, trying to get that zone blocking scheme in, and Jeff Jagodzinski, you know, and traces back to the Broncos, and they were struggling. So we're down in Miami. Chad Clifton gets some bad seafood the night before and has to scratch the next morning because he's sick. They got to kick out Darren College out to left tackle, and Jason Taylor's. Cliff Sanders says, oh, he's going to get killed. And he did in the first couple of series. But they got that zone blocking scheme down, and Amon Green busted one out to the left for 75 yards. And I remember Jagodzinski just jumping up and down because after 6 or 7 weeks, they'd finally got that thing going. And I think that's the way this group feels now, too, that they have got it going, the timing with the offensive linemen, with the pre-snap motion and everything. And then on top of that, you know, you got Aaron Jones, they're sending him out as a wide receiver, and now he's high-pointing the ball.
Yep.
He's high-pointing the ball and yards after the catch. And he's taken some shots in the second half. When you look at the tape, I mean, the Lions, they didn't care. They were punishing. They had some brutal hits on him, and he still got up and kept on going. So with 168 yards on the ground and another 68 in the air and three touchdowns. Again, Aaron Jones was asked, okay, so if Alvin Kamara gets paid and the Vikings pay Dalvin Cook, do you think you're in that category?
I think I'm close to the same caliber player as those guys. So I don't know how the cap and all that works, but I do think I'm right there in the range of those guys. Anytime I get in the end zone, I like the Lambeau Leap. It's a tradition we have here. And definitely miss the fans. Just the pats on the helmet, the pats on the back, them screaming. So hopefully I picked up some sponsors, you know, and leaping on FedEx and Invisalign.
There you go, Michael. Those comments there by Aaron Jones. I really am surprised at this point that nobody has jumped on the sunglasses thing. He kind of looks like Randy Macho Man Savage's sunglasses back from the 80s and early 90s with the sunglasses. He keeps putting them on the sidelines. He must be angling for a deal from Oakley or somebody at this point.
You know what? He's a really smart kid, and I bet he's got some pretty smart representation. And he just likes to have fun. Last year he was wearing the sombrero, right? Literally a tip of the cap.
And he still wears it going into stadiums, I think.
Yeah, back to El Paso and all that. But you know something? You could take a picture of him when he's doing these interviews with us on the Zoom, and you put that up, and you know, you get a couple of dozen likes. You put a picture of him with those sunglasses, you get 150-20 likes, you know, in 15 minutes. It just pops on social media. And I think it's a marketing thing, you know. He's strutting it. He's trying to create some stir and some, you know, national attention for himself. Besides just having some fun along the way, I think it's smart. I think it's marketing. I think it's calculated. And this guy is doing everything you should to try and get some attention to yourself, media wise, football wise, and all that. To get a deal. Are they going to sign him? I mean, they gave Amon Green a contract that, you know, a couple of generations ago. But that's the big question. Are they going to do that? Are they going to take care of your guy Bakhtiari? I thought that was a great comment he had at the end of the interview with you guys. And I think you guys made some great points today about, all right, so where are the Packers missing from that draft? You know, should they have gotten maybe a wide receiver? I thought that Brandon Ayuk kid was a guy that could have fallen to the Packers. And you know who took him just before Green Bay was the 49ers. And he was inactive week one with a hamstring. The other day against the Jets, he had two catches for 21 yards. So, you know, they're bringing him along. But you talk about this draft, you got A.J. Dillon on the field. I mean, those four or five carries, I don't know if you saw that at the end of the game, he was hurting people at running back. Josiah DeGuro, now he's inactive but because of an injury. But, man, I thought he looked great against the Vikings. And they had him lined up. He's a smart kid. They had him lined up all over. That's your tight end of the future. And then you got Kamal Martin, who's on IR right now. But, you know, we said, hey, look at this kid, fifth-round pick. There's your starting inside linebacker alongside Christian Kirksey. And now look at John Runyon. He's now been in two games having to fill in at right guard. So that's four players that have helped you, and you're 2-0 off of this year's draft. That's a pretty good draft, right?
Yeah, I would think so, Mike. And, you know, we're staying with the offensive line. I mean, you look at the last game with Ricky Wagner. He came in, I thought, played really well, blocked really well, one holding penalty. But you better hold if your band's going to be hitting Aaron Rodgers. But they may be the unsung hero of this team so far, with just only two games in, the way they moved a lot of guys around and still been able to put up a ton of yards.
Well, you're winning games, and you're giving rookies experience at the same time. So in case you really need them at the end of the year, they've already got those snaps in. And you guys are right about DJ Metcalf. There was personal things in his background why he dropped the way he did in the draft. But we saw him at Combine. He was just ridiculous with that build. John Schneider takes the chance on him, and here he is now a couple of years. And he's a total weapon for Russell Wilson for the Seahawks. You know, there's 30 teams that should have taken that guy. Patrick Queen, the linebacker from LSU, he looks great. And he was taken two picks later by the Baltimore Ravens. He would have been a nice addition to your defense, but you went with the Christian Kirksey route. And then the CeCe Lamb, I think you guys already talked about that. He's playing for McCarthy, 17th round pick. They would have had to give away a whole bunch of picks in order to move up to get him because he went early in the draft. So all in all, though, these are, you know, your needs now are still right now are on that defensive line. My gosh, you know, Dean Lowry, Lancaster getting thrown about. Lancaster had a cheap shot on a cut block that, you know, that LaFleur was talking about. He came out and said it was dirty, illegal. So
Bakhtiari said the same thing during when we talked to him today.
Yeah, yeah. So, and in terms of your injuries, Davante Adams came off to the sideline, had to tweak the hamstring, told LaFleur he wanted to go back in the game. They're up by two touchdowns. LaFleur says, you know, hang on. We're doing okay.
Just
we're doing
hang
okay.
On. Hang
we
on
got
a
we got New Orleans next week, you know.
Yeah, hang on
let's,
a minute.
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't sound, you know, you don't know till the next day, right, Gary? When it comes
right.
to the hamstring,
right? And you become sore.
And then you know, Corey Linsley, your center, it's either a thumb or the hand, and you don't know. We have no idea how severe it is. Just that he left the game with his. And when you ask LaFleur about it, he's like, yeah, well, it's pretty hard to play center if you can't snap the football. So we're watching that. Lucas Patrick, you know, came in and filled in at center. And Tyler Ervin was being evaluated with a concussion at the end of the game. He was your, you know, your returner, and obviously they use him as a fourth or fifth wide receiver. So we'll see what goes on with concussion. Interesting to note that Josh Jackson, the defensive back, he returned the punt. Not Chandler Sullivan when Tyler Irvin went down. So they gave Jackson a snap at that to take a look at it. But other than that, Lane Taylor just got put on injured reserve, finally. I thought that might happen Saturday afternoon. They'd make one of those roster moves and bring some guy up from practice squad that might, you know, see some action. But he was just put on injured reserve. They also injured reserve a guy named Greg Roberts. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. This is a guy I've been looking standing on the sidelines for almost 2 years. He had an abdominal injury last year, and they kept bringing him back, except he showed up to this camp, tested positive for COVID. They just released him from the practice squad. He's 6'5" out of Baylor. I think they thought he was going to be maybe a good prospect at outside linebacker, but they've given up on him after a year and a half or so. But offensive line, if Corey Linsley can't go, it'll be Lucas Patrick at center. And then maybe they can get Billy Turner back. And I think Rick Wagner actually played pretty well against the Lions at right tackle.
Yeah, we all agreed with that. We all thought Wagner played well in that game for certain. Running, I thought, has done fine in the two games that he's played as well. And, you know, we want to rush Billy Turner back in there, but I think running held his own both weeks.
I agree. So depending on when Turner's knee gets better, Billy Turner's knee, I think he's looking at probably, you know, once this thing settles down, I think he's looking at going back to right guard, and Rick Wagner should be okay at right tackle.
You know, the other thing about this, Mike, is as we get closer to this trade deadline and so forth, and Leroy said that he thinks there'll be some eye-popping moves here around the National Football League, especially with all these injuries going down with teams that are healthy trying to make some moves to realign themselves. Do you expect the Packers to be busy?
Or giving up something to get something?
We're right. Yeah, make a trade.
I think they're pretty deep at wide receiver, man. You know? I mean, I actually think that there's maybe something they'd give up in that department. But, I'd love to see him give up a draft pick to get somebody big for the defensive line. Absolutely.
And, Gary, you know, you talk about those big defensive linemen in a 3-4 defense. You don't have to give up a ton, probably, to get one of those big guys to help you on the line.
Just one, because you know what? I'm watching the Lions line up. And by the way, you know, the Lions, they control the first 10 minutes of the game. They didn't have the ball more than 5 minutes for the remaining quarters of the game. I don't know. It's because Aaron Rodgers kept them on the field, and they started completing those passes. But it's funny how it was 10 minutes to 5 minutes in the first quarter, and then lopsided the rest of the game, time of possession. But there's this one play, and you see Adrian Peterson line up. And then you see the Lions make a little shift to the left. And all it is a right tackle up against Montrevious Adams, and he just had him for lunch. And AP just walks. I could have run that. Walks to the outside, picks up about 15 yards downfield. I mean, Montrevious is out there with some kind of a turf toe or something like that. He's had foot injuries a couple of years. He's not going to help them any. And that's the kind of guy that they need. To essentially replace him, because it's going to be a long time if he can give them anything. And I think they were so high on him last year coming into camp, and he just had a so-so season.
I think Plucker had said that they reinstated Muhammad Wilkerson today, the National Football League. Do you think there'd be any interest there, Mike?
Not after he was arrested at 3 o'clock in the morning in Manhattan in his Rolls Royce for a DUI. I don't think so.
So you don't think anybody will deal with
no,
it?
No.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Big Show.
There he is, Michael Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.